So in our passage this evening, the verses 46 to 49, the Lord Jesus is finishing his teaching to his disciples in the large multitude. So if you have your Bibles with you, please open them to Luke chapter 6, because it starts at Luke 6, 17, the verse that we read at the beginning, where it says, "And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear them." A large multitude of people coming to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. People were healed. People were healed from their diseases. And those who were tormented by unclean spirits were healed also. There was great power. There was great power in majesty. The Lord Jesus showed the people that he was the one who could heal their diseases and set them free from the bondage of sin and evil. And after the people saw all the things that happened, the Lord Jesus started to teach his disciples and the multitude, not only his disciples. And he started to teach them about the kingdom of God, what it looked like, what rules apply, and what kind of people there live. And the people heard the blessings and the woes, and they heard about the kingdom love and about kingdom judgment, that they were not to judge people. And as we heard last week, this is not about a certain ethics to work yourself into heaven. It is not what people must do to enter heaven, but it is what is expected of those who are on the road to the kingdom, who are already in the kingdom. And then the Lord Jesus, he finishes with his parable of the two men building a house. A story that most of us know from when we were young. And all the young children are probably able to tell us this story. There are songs about this story. But it is not a nice story. It is a warning. It is a warning to you. It is a warning to me. It is a wake-up call. Two men are building a house. One is building, he is digging, and he is deepening, and he is putting the foundation on the rock, and then he starts building. The other man starts building without a foundation. And then the flood comes. It beats vehemently against both houses, but one is destructed. And its ruin is great, as we read. And the other one stays standard. And as we come to this parable, to what the Lord Jesus is saying, it looks that we come as a church, but we come individually. Everyone for its own, on his own. Although the disciples were standing there with a huge multitude, the Lord Jesus addressed them one by one. And in the same way, as we are here in this church, some of you in the building, some of you on YouTube, this passage, this parable puts you right in front of the Lord Jesus Christ. You alone. You personally. Not your mother, not your father, not your friends, not your wife, not your husband. You personally before the Lord Jesus Christ. And the division that he makes in this parable is running straight through this church and all the churches that we know. It is like the disciples in the large multitude. We are like them. They heard the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so did you the last couple of weeks. You heard the same things from the same person. His teaching is the same. His person is the same. His character is the same. Human beings are the same. The only thing that changed is the location and the place, or the date and the place. So the Lord Jesus, he looks at the multitude in front of him. And he knows that some are calling him Lord, Lord. And that's why he says in verse 46, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Some of them in that multitude, they were calling him Lord, meaning that he is not just a mere man. He is a great man. Maybe they even acknowledged that he was a great prophet, that he was someone who had something to say, a wise man, a man who helped them in their need. And that is exactly what's going on. They want to have things from the Lord, but they didn't want to do things for the Lord. They call him Lord, Lord, out of a selfish desire to get healed, to be healed, to other people from the family, maybe, to be healed, and to see the power of God, to even touch the Lord Jesus, as it is said in at the beginning, 17 and 18. But the purpose of this parable is to stress the importance of obedience to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, to not only say, Lord, Lord, but to also do what he says. So it is possible to call the Lord Jesus Christ Lord and still not be saved. And you, who are here tonight, are you calling the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord? Do you profess him with your mouth? And as I said, the line of division is very sharp tonight. It is not a matter of maybe, or might, or could, or perhaps. It is a matter of yes, of no, of life and death, of black and white. Either you are for God, or you are against him. There is no in between. It is about your personal salvation. It's your eternal destiny. It's your hope for the life after this life. So the question comes to me and comes to you. On what foundation are you building your life? Maybe you go to church already for years. Maybe you're baptized. You partake in the Lord's Supper. You are here with the Bible studies. And people look at your life and they see someone who is a true Christian. Everything looks fine. You know where the stories are in the Bible. You can flip through the Bible and name the correct verses. And yet, you might be a hypocrite, because words are no substitute for obedience. So, what we'll do, we first look to the similarities of these both men that we encounter in the parable, and then we look at the differences. So the similarities, the first thing is, if we look to verse 47, we see that the man, the true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he hears my sayings, it says. And also in verse 49, the man who is not a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he also heard. It's the first thing that we notice. Both of these people, both of these men, they hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that it is not about someone who is not familiar with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is about someone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, who heard his word. Someone who knew what he commanded, what he demands. And to our time, it is about church people. People who go to church every Sunday. It's about you. And it's about me. It's the first similarity. They both heard the word of the Lord. The second one is they are both building. Look at verse 48. The true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's building a house.